So I was gonna make myself some coffee. You know how you like wake up in the morning, you're like, okay, I'm gonna make it. You always kind of have that decision. You're like, am I gonna go to the coffee place, like Starbucks or coffee screen or Bean or Dean, or am I gonna just am I gonna establish this shit up in my own little place? So that's what I did. I wanted to make myself a cup of coffee, and you know how like shit just sometimes just doesn't go right, like you're walking, you stub your toe, or you get a parking ticket, or like, just like boom, boom, boom. It was just so I had the cover of the coffee maker was inside the actual coffee thing, and I pulled it out and the glass broke. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm not gonna have a cup of coffee, here at my place. And I was cool with that. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then, the whole thing broke, so I'm like, oh shit, like now I gotta throw it away and I gotta buy a new one. They're not that expensive. What are they? $59.99 or some shit? Like, you can go to Target or one of the. Oh, but then I gotta deal with Target parking. Not too fun. So that wasn't that bad. But then what happened is the little piece of glass, that broke from the coffee maker actually went down the drain. Like, the thing. And I, you kind of want to put your hand down there to grab the piece of glass, but then you don't want to what? Cut your fucking self. So, since I'm fucking such a handyman, I'm like a rugged handyman, I'm such a fucking gay homo. I fucking turn on the garbage disposal thing. You know what I mean? Maybe the glass will go and it'll get all like torn up or some shit. And, it's just kind of like the garbage disposal thing. Wait, one sec. I gotta turn off the radio so I can concentrate. The garbage disposal thing would kind of like eat up the glass and shred it, and it would be gone because the glass went down below. But hence, that didn't happen. That did not happen. Now the whole garbage disposal thing's fucked up. So like I was saying earlier, you stub your toe, you get a parking ticket. Like two bad things happen in a row within like 30 seconds. The coffee thing broke, and then the fucking glass, fucking shattered down below, and then fucked up my whole garbage disposal. Not cool, not cool, dudes. So you know who I have to call? Juanito Carlos to come fix it because I'm a fucking Jew, dude. I don't want to fix fucking garbage disposal. Listen to it, you guys. Listen. That part's good, but then you turn it off. Look, you turn it off, and then it kind of comes back up all the water. So that means what? Something's fucking jammed up there. Anyways, welcome to Pauly Shore's Random Rants. Podcast. This is where I grab my iPhone, stick my little recorder on the top of it, and I randomly rant straight to you people. I have no guests because no one will be my fucking guest anymore. I'm kind of like the plague. No one wants to be next to me anymore. That's why I'm thinking of moving to fucking a little podunk farm out there. So at least I can have some animals by my side. I think that's what happens. I think when you get older and you're by yourself. Whoa, something else just fell. But anyways, that's what happens when you get older. The older you get, the less people want to be around you because you're just super crusty. I'm starting to feel like that. You know what I mean? I'm not in my teens anymore. When I was in my teens, forget about it. Anyways, first of all, I'd like to apologize for not doing a rant for probably at least a month, maybe 3 weeks to a month. I've just been preoccupied with so many different things that hopefully I'll rant about so you can hear. Anyways, this is like a little diary of my life. So one day when I do pass, because we all will pass, kind of like Aaron Hernandez. Whoa, bro, not cool. Not cute, dude. And he was the guy that hung himself in jail, the New England Patriots guy. That was the whole thing. A lot of fucking crazy shit's going down. Anyways, hopefully, so if I ever do pass, people will find these little rants somewhere online and go, oh, well, he didn't have a diary of his life, but he had these fucking rants about, what was going on. Anyways, there's so much to talk about. How is Donald Trump not impeached yet? Not that I'm a fan or not a fan, but just kind of like, because I don't know all the fucking details of all the shit that goes on in the fucking Oval Office with all these hillbillies over there. But fuck, dude, it seems like we're spending so much time fucking, you know, or he's spending so much time defending all his bullshit that like all those attorneys and all those people and all that fucking negativity could be spent moving the world, you know, forward. That's why I think he should get impeached. I mean, that's my vote, you know, besides, you know, his craziness. But I don't know, dude. It's just, you know, he needs to chill the fuck. Hey, Trump, I know you're a big fan of the Rants podcast. Just chill the fuck, you know? If you have ties to Russia, dude, then fucking lay it out, bro, like your big fucking schlong. Yeah, that's been going on. So, personally, what's been going on with me? I don't really like to talk about my girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, girlfriend that's on break, because she doesn't like me to talk about her, so I won't really talk about her. I won't really talk about her right now. She's like, don't mention me in your podcast, dude. That's not cute. So anyways, I don't want to spend a lot of time on promotional shit because that's gay, but I do have my, finally I have my Crackle videos are up. My Crackle episodes are up on, Crackle.com. So if you want to go to Crackle.com, which is, I'm the new Jerry Seinfeld, but don't tell Crackle that. Just don't tell them that. Don't tell them that. No, I'm just kidding. No, our shows are completely different. He interviews comedians in cars getting coffee. I interview comedians at their houses having coffee. What? No. No way, dudes. That's not cute. Anyway, so that's up right now. So just go to Crackle. You can see some videos. A while ago, I had a podcast, and I interviewed a lot of people. I shot the videos. This week is Judd Apatow. A great director that will never call me and put me in any of his films. Oh, come on, Paul, you don't do that. That's not cute. But he's up there. And the new Adam Sandler film, I have a part in that. Don't blink. Don't blink or you'll miss the wheeze. You'll miss the wheeze, bro. So that's happening. So, yeah, definitely go to Crackle.com. Tell me what you think of the videos. I know Bob Saget's up there. And then Judd Apatow. I think they're really cool. Spend a lot of time, money, energy on these things. So I'd appreciate it if you guys got the word out there. Not that I have millions of fucking people listening to these fucking rants. I mean, dude, I really feel fucking like it's... Well, I don't know. I was talking to someone about just the business now as opposed to how it was. It's like, whoa, dude, there's so much white noise, you know? There's so many avenues to get your stuff out there that all the avenues, I think, are getting diluted. It's pretty much Netflix and then everyone else. Is that correct? Am I right or wrong on that shit? Because even hillbillies have Netflix. Man, I'm going to McDonald's. I'm going to the Dairy Queen. Then I'm going to go to Walmart. And then I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch Netflix and chill. You know what I mean? So, you know when the hillbillies in the flyover states are listening to Netflix or watching Netflix, you know that shit's fucking super popular. Take a breather one sec. Sometimes when I rant, you know, and you know what's fucked up is I don't have my coffee. Oh, shit, but I have some instant coffee. That's fucking ghetto, dude. I'm going to walk over to my kitchen. You guys can come with me. Shit, okay. I knew I got this for some fucking reason. Holy shit, this shit looks pretty fucking bomb, dude. That's ghetto, dude. I'm just going to, you know what? This is it. I'm just going to stick with instant. This is hilarious. Okay. 100% Colombian instant coffee. Tastes amazingly close to freshest brewed cup of coffee in an instant. Fucking sounds good to what? Sounds good to me, bro. So yeah, wait one sec. I'm going to put you guys down, but I'm still going to talk to you because I got to open this shit up and then I got to boil some water. Hold on one sec. Anyways, wow, this looks good. Instant coffee, you guys. That's what I'm doing right now. Instant coffee because, I broke my coffee maker because I'm fucking clueless. Anyways. Oh, I'll be at the Comic-Con in San Antonio in a couple weeks, which is hilarious. You know what I mean? That's when you know your career's fucking, you know, a little bit skeeby-deeby. You know, when you're going to Comic-Cons to sign autographs for fucking people. You know what I mean? But in all fairness, that I actually, when I do my stand-up shows, wait, hold on one sec, you guys. I got to boil some water. Oh, shit, dude. The fucking water from my disposal is coming up. Not good. Here, hold on one sec. Just speak among yourselves. One sec. I'm just pouring some water here so I can boil it for my Insta coffee. One second, you guys. So I'm just boiling some water from my Insta coffee here. I know you guys tuned out on this shit already. I already know that. You guys are like, fuck this guy. I'm not listening to him rant. He's retarded. Hold on one sec. I have one of those ghetto-ass stoves that you have to, there you go. All right. This is super hilarious, dude. I'm going to have fucking Insta coffee. Instant coffee. But it looks fucking legit. I'll take a picture of it and I'll put it on my Twitter so you can see what it looks like. But anyways, wait, I have to cough. One sec. Anyways, Betsy's coming over too, my housekeeper. She's sweet, chubby. Little Spanish lady. I like her. She's fun. So I actually like signing autographs and taking pictures with people. I know when they ask for it, it means a lot to them, but I have to get something out of it too. And what I get out of it is they get to touch their penises, which is always a blast. No, what I get out of it is their smiles, you know what I mean? And the people that approach me are so silly, you know what I mean? What's so weird, dude, is like, you know, I've been doing this thing for like 25, 30 years, and people out there watch it. And then they react to it, whether it's, you know, the films, the son-in-laws, or any of the classics, or, you know, any of the, whatever it is, and they come up to me, and they're like, oh my God, da da da, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, for several reasons. You know, you stoke someone out, but it's also really cool to see them jolly and jovial, and that's why, like, after every one of my stand-up shows, I like to sit out there and take pictures and sign autographs for people, because it makes them feel good, and it also makes me chuckle, especially when people are bizarre looking, you know. Anyways, I'm waiting for my instant coffee, but while touching my penis right now. So definitely go to crackle.com every week for the next, I don't know, 15 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever it is. They'll be up there along with Vegas is My Oyster, which is a stand-up special, and Politics. Those are available now on crackle.com. Although the Vegas is My Oyster, I delivered it to them from this post house here in LA. And are you guys tuning out? Don't tune out. And I delivered the wrong version because I'm what? Fucking super brain dead. Jesus Christ. That's what happens. I guess that's what happens when you make it in the entertainment business and you go crazy. You wind up 25 years later living in a fourplex in Silver Lake, looking at all your peers going, what the fuck? But that's the thing about life. That is the important thing about life, is you do not want to compare yourself to other people. A lot of people do that, especially in this fucking business, the entertainment business. You'll go fucking crazy. I have a joke that I do on stage. I'm like, hey, I'm not Adam Sandler, but hey, at least I'm not Corey Feldman, you know? And then Corey Feldman's got to be like, hey, you know what I mean? I'm not Pauly Shore, but at least I'm not Screech. And Screech has got to be doing, hey, at least I'm not fucking Corey Feldman, but wait, what would he be saying? Screech would be going, at least I'm not, you know, I might not be Corey Feldman, but at least I'm not fucking, you know, some dude on a fucking meatball slab. I think that's the joke. Anyways, my point is, ladies and gentlemans, my point is that you can't in life, whatever you do, compare yourself Holy shit, the water's fucking boiling from my Insta coffee. Things are starting to look up for us here at the Fourplex in Silver Lake. Yeah, motherfucker. So this is our business now. Everyone's got to constantly get their shit out there. It's quite exhausting, I must say. These fucking podcasts, Mark Maron, fucking Joe Rogan, these guys are fucking animals, dude. Dude, my water on my fucking drain is still fucked up. Juanito, where's Juanito Carlos, bro? Got to get a guy come here and fix this shit. Because Bessie's coming over and she's going to be like, blah, 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 in Spanish and get mad at me. All right, I'm making Insta coffee right now. Got the boiling water. I feel super ghetto. It looks pretty good. So now I'm just kind of like, well, it looks pretty strong. Because it's Colombian. Colombian. You fucking cockroaches. You fucking cockroaches. Oh, wait. Hold on one sec. Hold on. I got to put my creamer in there. Right? Can't have it without the creamer. Put the creamer in there. I know you guys are tuned out. Oh, I'll be at the Comedy Store this weekend if you're in LA and you want to come see me babble on stage. But I assume after this, you'll be like, fuck that guy. He's retarded. Wait, hold on. I might have put too much Insta coffee in there. It looks pretty strong, dude. But fuck it. I'm a strong what?
I'm a strong weasel.
But I do have a lot of, you know, the good part about me, because you always have to pat yourself on the back because we love to beat ourselves up. The good part about me, even though Hollywood is not calling me every single day to say, hey, do this, do that, you know, I'm also not being represented properly. You know, I have no manager out there that's got to be like, hey, Pauly Shore's the man. But then why would someone do that? Because in their eyes, how much they're going to be like, how much money is this guy fucking bringing in? You know what I mean? For me and my family, because if it's not a lot, why the fuck would someone want to manage me? Because at the end of the day, they have to pay their rent bills. And if they're not making me fat ass deals, what's in it for them? You know, except for they know I'm a nice guy, but that only goes so fucking far. It's show business, motherfuckers. Okay, wait, I'm going to have a sip of my Insta coffee. Burp one sec. Hold on. I must say, this thing looks pretty good. One sec. Hold on, I'll tell you. Wow, it's a little strong. I might have to put some of the coffee out and then pour a little bit of water in. But I'm not going to do that right now because I'm with you guys. So, but maybe I should because you guys don't care about me either because you're little fucking bitch, little cunt faces. So that's what I'm going to do. Hold on one sec. I'm going to pour a little bit of the coffee out inside the drain that's fucking all fucking clogged. Juanito, if you're out there listening to my rants, get your fucking little Spanish ass over here and fix my disposal, garbage disposal. All right, there you go. This looks pretty good, dude. Fucking Insta coffee? Oh, my God, dude. This is fucking... Fucking tastes better than the fucking normal coffee. He doesn't, you don't have to deal with all that bullshit. And you just pour yourself a cup of coffee. It's what 49-year-olds do. So anyways, I was talking about Joe Rogan and Mark Maron. These guys are fucking animals. These guys do these podcasts like they're fucking like machine, like they're fucking in the army now or some shit. Just going out there, you know. But what I was saying earlier is that even though Hollywood is not calling, I realized that a long time ago. And this goes for you guys too. You know, just because the phone's not ringing doesn't mean you can't what? Create your own shit. You know, because at the end of the day, you got to do what you love. And I do love creating my own stuff. So we shot the other day. It was me, Jay Moore, and Bobby Lee. We shot a sketch for Funny or Die called Silver Lake Vice Squad, where myself and Jay Moore, we play We play kind of right-wing police officers that go undercover in Silver Lake with the, you know, to dress as hipsters that we need to bust a Molly ring. And Bobby Lee works the juice bar there, which we find out later is laced with Molly. So anyways, that was something that I came up with, wrote it with my friend Brian Cook, pitched it to Funny or Die, and they produced it. This dude Ian directed it. It's pretty cool. And then we have to wait for Tiffany Haddish. She's going to play the chief of police. She's pretty hot right now. She's an African American comedian. And she'll be back in a couple weeks. So that's pretty cool. But I guess the point that I'm trying to make is, in life, if the phone doesn't ring, like, because you can see I'm sitting here and the phone's not fucking ringing. But if the phone's not ringing, you have to create your own stuff. That's just, I always say, like, there's Leonardo DiCaprio and then there's everyone else in this business. You know, and I know you guys are going, like, don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. You know, it's easy for you to say, you fucking hillbillies living in Missouri. You don't know. You don't fucking know. This business is like a drug. You know, it's like a drug, you know, and I guess that's why I talk about it so much, the frustration of me not, you know, being out there, you know, where the phone's ringing and not, you know, being asked to do tons of shit because, you know, I was doing it for so long, hence all my films. But been working on this documentary as well. I'm working on a lot of shit, dude. I'll tell you the stuff I'm working on, and then I'm going to get off ranting because Betsy's coming over. I got to call Juan Carlos because my drain's fucked up. But I'm glad I'm ranting, right, you guys? Sip of the Insta coffee, one sec. But yeah, social media and that whole shit, I guess it's the way it is. So it's a race. You know, everyone's trying to get viewers and followers and likes and all that shit. A lot more challenging now than it was when I started. But that'll be the next podcast. That'll be the next podcast. But yeah. So I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram and Snapchat. Facebook I don't check. Hold one sec, I have to burp. That was a weird one. And personally, what's going on? How about none of your business? How about that? How about none of your fucking business? You guys don't tell me what's going on in your life personally. So I'm not going to tell you what's going on in my life personally. Oh, okay. Last thing, and then I'll get off this fucking rant thing here. I was just gonna throw out the projects. Just throw out the projects, then I'm gonna get off. So we got the Crackle thing, which you know, right? We got the Funny or Die sketch, which is gonna be done when Tiffany Haddish comes back from making $500 million somewhere. I just did a pilot called Dr. Sugar, which was cool. I guess it was produced by some of the guys that did Californication, and the DP was this fucking crazy Polish dude. Oh my God. Hilarious. He did that movie Speed with Keanu Reeves and also Terms of Endearment and Pritzi's Honor. These fucking like 70s movies, 80s movies, 90s movies. Old Polish dude, but fucking hilarious. Loves vagina. He's like, look at that Biza Buzi over there. So that was cool. And then I have the documentary Pauly Shore Stands Alone came out a couple years on Showtime. So I've been cutting together the documentary series based off of that, almost like my version of The Jinx. And then also been working on the historical documentary of my life, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, been cutting the sizzle trailer with my friend Josh, who helped me produce this thing and edited this thing, and it's coming along pretty spectacular, I might say. So I'm keeping myself busy, hiding the pain. I gotta go. You guys, love you. Thank you for checking out my rants. It's been a while. Sorry, I was off the grid. I'm back now. I'm back in the fucking swing. I love you guys. Thank you. If you are listening, I love you. And if you're not, then I guess people that are listening, send this link to those retardos. Later, dudes. Bye.